بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد إنه لا يحب المستكبرين وقال تبارك وتعالى وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم. Dear elders and brothers, Allah تبارك وتعالى has brought us into this beautiful garden. And in the hadith of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, we are taught that these gatherings of dhikr and wa'az and encouragement towards akhirat are in reality the gardens of Jannah. We can imagine the gardens, the real gardens of Jannah. As our beloved Shaykh tells us, that in the worldly life we find ourselves in, we have the feelings in the bayanat, sometimes the heart becomes soft. Or we see the beautiful things of the dunya, the nice, delicious food that we had for breakfast, and the soft bed we are sleeping upon, and the good homes we have, and the cars we have been enjoying. Rather, it is all this is just window shopping for Jannat. Only window shopping for Jannat. What Allah Ta'ala has kept in Jannat is beyond our comprehension. We read in the Quran, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the description of Jannat, what Allah Ta'ala has kept there. And Wazir Wala explained to us so many times about Jannat, the reality of it. And this world is just a dhoka and deception, a dream. But this dream has become so real, and we have attached our heart so much to this dream that we feel the real emotion behind it. But the things of deen, the things of akhirah, the things of jannah don't move us, don't motivate us. For us to come in here now to detach our heart, and attach our heart to the real garden, to the real jannah. If I'm enjoying the food and family of this worldly life, you can imagine Allah Ta'ala has kept his jannah for us. Allah gives the example that we build a beautiful home, but you know behind that those tiles, the shiny tiles and the chrome and everything else, is just unbaked bricks. There's just cement over there. It comes to the person's hand or to his clothes. He has to wash it. I missed. So everything is just dolled up. But you know the amount of maintenance a person has to spend behind that now to upkeep it. Whereas in Jannah, Allahu Akbar, every brick of pure gold and silver. The cement will be of musk. That is real enjoyment. This only is the things to encourage us to work harder for akhirat, to cleanse our hearts, to make our islah. So when you will meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the heart at least will be a bit of nur. Allah ta'ala will see that we tried to reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yet the fruit of this worldly life, a person enjoys it, but then he comes to the end of it, he takes a third or fourth bite, and he sees a worm emerging from there. He said, Inna lillahi, I don't know how many worms I already ate. Whereas in Jannah, every bite is more pleasurable than the last one. A person eating a guava or a plum, he comes to the end of it. He takes a big bite and gets into his filling. He hurts his tooth. He enjoyed it till the end. Now the most bitter part, he hurts his tooth at the end of it. When he comes to Jannah, Hazrat explains, the person will eat the fruits of Jannah. He will be enjoying it. Each bite is more pleasurable than the last one. When you come to the pit of the fruit of Jannah, then the climax of his enjoyment from the pit, a hur will come out. Say, Subhanallah, where did you come from? It's just enjoyment upon enjoyment. But to get them, my dear brothers, as it is explained to us, when we are in Darul Uloom also, that we can be sitting in the Darul Uloom, and Ustaz will teach us that to get from Johannesburg to Durban, there's so many robots, there's so many kilometers to travel, there's so many tall roads, tall gates, you have to pay so much. You study the entire theory. How much you'll have to pay, how many kilometers, the speed limits, even the cameras too, you know. And you write the examination in Darul Uloom Azadwal. And the student is 100% for writing an exam in regards to how to reach Durban from Azadwal, 100%. But where is he right now? Certainly in Durban. He's still in Azadwal. As it says, we are still in dunya, we are not advanced jannatis as yet. We still have to learn how to get there. We are learning the road now. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala through His kindness didn't leave us in the dark. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a silsila and a way and a chain. Allah revealed the Quran Shari'ah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam came and held the hand of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and showed them the road to Jannah. And inspired so many million thereafter. Alhamdulillah, we're sitting in the company of our Shaykh. May Allah Ta'ala keep his eye upon us for a long time in the khidmat of deen al-afiyat. He's holding our hand and showing us You look at the dard and pain of my heart, understand what is your maqsad of life, which is your final destination, how you have to make the effort, the kai every day, that rectify your heart and your iman before you reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That jannat, my dear brothers, Allah ta'ala has kept for us, is for those that will cleanse their heart. Last time we discussed when it comes to the melody of pride, a jannat like that, my dear brothers, when a person has an iota of pride in his heart, will not even smell the fragrance of jannat. You won't smell the fragrance of it. That's why we are here, my dear brothers, to understand what our melodies are. What is affecting us. And now presently in the environment of the world, where because of this unseen virus, people have now the speed dial, doctor on call, a virtual doctor, doctor online, and they're doing blood tests upon blood tests, and the medication they are taking, etc., because they understand that if I lose my life, I'm gone from here. But a person has his illnesses in him, whether it be cholesterol, heart disease, whatever it may be, all that illness will come to an end when his ruh will leave his body. But when it comes to spiritual maladies, my arrogance, my pride, my haughtiness, my rudeness, my abruptness, jealousy, this will not end at most. Now the real life will begin. And now we have to answer for all of this. How important for us now to have a shaykh whose hand we can hold. When the person comes, we need your blood. We are so quick to lift our sleeves up, take my blood. But to show our shaykh, really, Hazrat, this is within my blood now. How do I clear this out before I reach my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? How can I go to my creator now with a heart that is not clean? Especially when it comes to the melody of pride, Ummul Amrad, the mother of all amrad and diseases. So just as we are concerned about our physical health, we are here for spiritual health. How we can connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and correct our hearts. A person goes into the qabr with incorrect yaqeen, with incorrect conviction. His belief system now has been toppled upside down. He goes into the qabr. Allah Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah used to say that we have initiated and taught the ummah the six sifat. Why sifat? Because qualities are such that wherever a person goes, the qualities remain with him. His wealth, his car, his lounge suite, his home is all left behind. He can't take it everywhere with him. But his sifat, his qualities are shafqat, muhabbat, compassion, humility, love, simplicity. That goes with him everywhere until he goes into the qabr also. They also, his sifat will come with him, qualities will come with him. So the spiritual qualities, my dear brothers, for us to inculcate within our lives, that we have to understand what we are in reality. Before we can take the first step of suluk, I have to rectify my heart and understand that I am Mr. Nobody. Even take out that Mr. also, that I am nobody. Until I don't regard myself as the most lowly person in every gathering, that I am the kala dana, I am that black spot, I am the worst of everyone else, and to believe it, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will raise that person. Ulama explained like a madman. He doesn't regard himself to be insane. He's babbling away, he's saying a few things, but he thinks to himself that people don't understand me, something is wrong with them. Something is wrong with other people. A person who has the melody of pride, he feels now that something is wrong with other people. I'm okay. Once he thinks I'm okay, everybody else is wrong. That already now is a tick that you have some amount of pride in you. Check yourself inside. How come you feel you are right always? When he came to Shaitan also, the first sin of Shaitan, ulama explained that possibly Shaitan for 700,000 years he made ibadah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But then the pride came into his heart. Allah ta'ala tested his heart. The test was on now. And Allah ta'ala said to the malaika, that usjudu li Adam. They make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the two colors came out. Aba wastakbar. He rejected. Wastakbar, he became haughty and proud. Now he was to prove himself to be right. And the first reaction from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon his rejection of the command of Allah and his pride was alayka la'nati. That upon you now is my curse. From being an abid of Allah, a worship of Allah for so many hundred thousands of years, now he becomes shaitan your rajim till qiyamah. The most accursed shaitan. Just because of one thing, pride only. Although he regarded himself to be a great abid, Mashayikh say that a person may be a great abid. Lot of salah, lot of zikr, Quran tilawat, all the ibadat he's doing. All the nawafil, everything else, contributing in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He's doing all the right things. But he just has arrogance in him, all this is wiped away. All wiped away. Shaitan had everything in him, all the ingredients of being a jannati. But just one thing, was tasbar, وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, rejected forever. So they say, how important a person might think, la, alhamdulillah, all my ma'amulat in place. But then too, don't be complacent. Don't get our eyes off our heart. That is why we need our spiritual doctors to stay in the company and see, in spite of all their amal and all their ma'amulat and all their taqwa and everything else, how they carry themselves out. Their simplicity, their down to earth, and how they meet with people. So the first reaction from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, alayka la'nati, that upon you is my la'natul qiyamah, وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And mashayikh say that how many a person was very, very deendar, so to say, very pious. But he didn't check his heart when it came to pride. Slowly his iman evaporated. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He rejected Islam also. You see what happened? This person came with Josh. Happens many a times. We don't see him anymore now. What has happened to him? Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. So irrespective of a person's ibadah, a person has to be very, very careful. So Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, when it comes to pride, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. That a person can do all the ibadat, but Allah will never love him because of pride. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ. So that is explained, لَا يُحِبُّ سَيْلَى مُضَارِئَ الْمُسْتَقْبِلِ. That right now Allah has no love for you, and in the future Allah will never love you. So to dream of Allah's muhabbat, it will never happen. You can be doing all the ibadat, but Allah will declare, I will never love you. Because you think now your ibadat is something, whereas it's from me, وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنْ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever ni'mat you enjoy of ibadat, of the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every single thing from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No person came in this world as a muttaqi, pious person. No person came in this world as a handsome person. All that from Allah tabarak. Nobody came as a fluent person. That is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So pride leads a person to kufr also. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا أَمَنْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرٌ. The probable people told to the people that are weak, whatever you believe in, we disbelieve. Whatever you believe in, because of our pride, we disbelieve. We don't believe what you believe. So the pride would lead to kufr also. When it came to the Yahud, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, when he came to the Yahud and the Jews, they recognized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam just as they recognized their own children. Well, first he didn't say like how the mother will even know the birth mark of the child is. To the finest detail, they recognized Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wasallam even more than that. But they rejected. Why? Because of pride. They remained upon kufr. They didn't come into the fold of Islam. So just through pride, a person who will slip in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that is why this is a daily effort to check the person's heart. To stick to the person's shaykh, to come into the majalis. As it says, that the majlis is such an important aspect in the person's life. That the person to take out the time to make the safar, to come and sit by the shaykh, to understand what the shaykh is trying to explain to the murid, for that to come into his heart. Fir'aun, Qarun, فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Qarun also, Allah Ta'ala has given him wealth. Fir'aun, Allah Ta'ala has given him power. But isn't it the pride in them? The pride was such, he blinded them from the haqq. بَطْرُ الْحَقِّ وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ. Rejected the haqq. They didn't want to accept it. And here they are, mashayikh say, that a person, مَنْ تَوَادَعَ لِلَّهِ. A person who loses himself, for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It brings humility lillah. Only for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak, not for the people. People will say that, mashallah, you are so humble. You have so much of humility in you. No. For the sake of Allah, because I see walahul kibriya, Allah's grandeur, Allah's greatness, Allah's majesty. Allah is doing everything for me. For the sake of Allah, he lowers himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him. He despises himself. He rebukes himself. Whatever you've done is from Allah. There's nothing of yours. The Guru Alim says, do the good deed and forget about it. Do it and forget about it. Don't even think about it also. Like how you do the evil deed and you delete everything. So you do the good deed and delete it. And hope Allah accept it. Allah yakramu yakramin, accept it. He says that a person now, huwa fi nafsihi saghir, wa fi a'ini nasi azim. When he despises himself, then his eyes, he regards himself to be very small. That I am Mr. Nobody. I hope nobody gives me a second look also. Nobody knows who I am. Doesn't want to be known. But in the eyes of the people, he is great. People recognize him. They know who he is. They can see. They can see the characteristics and the features of a wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He has it in him. He becomes like a magnet, but he also hides himself away. Contrary, a person now who feels himself to be, alhamdulillah, I am Mr. Somebody. I've got something within me. Then the riwayah says, "Who fi a'ini nas taghir, or fi nafsihi kabir." The eyes of people is small. The people meet him with a big smile, shake his hand. But the riwayah says, to the extent that they begin to perceive him to be even lower than a dog and a khizir and a pig also. But they'll shake his hand. They'll smile at him. But in their heart, they feel this person thinks he's somebody. He's somebody. But now you've got to be nice to him. Because of his arrogance, because of his abruptness, his rudeness. But people will treat him nicely. And he thinks himself to be big also. But in the eyes, he's very, very small. Allama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says that when it comes to the animals, they become fat because of fodder and food and grass. Their stomachs grow, they become healthy. But insan, he becomes bloated, inflated because of his ears. Ears doesn't get big, the praises of people. Hazrat says, one used to be a muttaqi, in reality, and one used to look like a pious person. Myself, I look like a pious person, so I think I'm very pious. He says, muttaqi is something else, to be pious and to dress like a pious person is something else. So a person should not be bluffed. He says, a person now meets you, and he shakes your hand, he says, Hazrat. He says, Subhanallah, you recognize me. He recognizes, Hazrat, I can see the nur on your face. And he thinks, Subhanallah, you recognize me, I read tahajjud this morning. So he feels himself now, he's got something. And the accolades will start, and somebody will hold his hand. And he says, Hazrat, you got kashf. But he got no kashf. But now he begins to believe it. Hazrat, I saw a dream about you. He says, Subhanallah. People are seeing. Lahumul bushra fil hayati dunya. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, the walis of Allah, people will have dreams about them. Glad tidings. So finally I reached the ayat. He says, now he thinks something about people having dreams about me. But he doesn't understand. Now actually it was a nightmare. It wasn't a dream. It wasn't a good dream about him. So praises of people, we should be very, very careful. These things should present to the Hazrat. Hazrat, we're feeling all the things in our heart. Is it right for us to feel like this? Is my blood right? Should I shake it up? Change my diet? What should I do? They say the pious people, they make tawbah upon the good deeds. And they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for concealing them. Allah, you concealed us. You didn't show the people who I am. Allah, quietly I'll do my work and leave this world. Whoever will take benefit, alhamdulillah. They will take benefit, alhamdulillah. Allah, you know my reality within me. So a person cannot celebrate before the results are out. He's always celebrating. Alhamdulillah, my name came on the board, Hazrat so and so. And Hazrat says, now it's already advanced jannati. Came up, ponchi gaya. Already reached my jannat. He says, no. It's the only time we'll know once we get it to the qabr. Then we'll see the reality. The after mashayikh say that when it comes to this humility, once i'lan was made in the masjid, that the most despicable person, the worst sinner, should get up and leave. Allah give us the reality. If i'lan has to be made now, right now, the most despicable sinner get up and leave. I think I will look around by who's getting up first. There'll be a big gunagar, this person. But Junayd Baghdadi, rahmatullah, immediately he got up and he left. Immediately. It was a reality. Dear Allah, I'm the worst of all. In spite of being the Baghdadi, the same, the Junayd of the time. But then too, it was a reality in his life without even thinking twice. Alarm was made immediately. The worst sinner, most despicable person get up and leave. Immediately he left. No second thoughts about it. Myself, I will think now, whether I should not. But they regarded their status in the eyes of Allah. If I'm great in the eyes of Allah, that is real. Not in the eyes of the people. Mashayikh say that verbal humility is very easy. Verbal humility is very easy. But practical humility is very difficult. Verbal humility, people say, Hazrat, I'm no Hazrat. I'm a simple person. I'm not even an alim or so. And he say words about himself. But let somebody say it about him. Somebody says, you know, that person there, he is the most worst arrogant person. And somebody tells you, you know what he says about you? Where's his proof? Who told him about this? But you just said yourself now that he's the most despicable person. Now, if that person said it about you, then you say, no, he's backbiting. Then you should be saying he's right. He's right, absolutely. I am like that. So the verbal humility is very easy. But the practical one now, when somebody puts your humility to test and to believe, yes, I am like that. Hazrat says more when the wife will tell you. And she'll do your open heart surgery. And then she'll take out the entire list. And then to say, Labbaik, Sadaqta, Sadaqta, Sadaqta. Or Sadaqti. We are correct. That is very hard. Now a person has to test his real humility. The Tabi Rahmatullah Ali once was walking with his khadim, showing the effect of humility, instant humility, and how they understood what is humility and humbleness. Walking with a khadim and with a street sweeper, who were regarded as somebody very low. So he's sweeping the street and dust is rising. But the khadim goes to the street sweeper and tell him, "Bhai, just stop sweeping right now. Hazrat is walking." So the time he heard it, he got hold of the khadim, he says, "Don't ever do that." He says, "He's employed by the municipality. For the job he's doing, he's being paid. You can't stop him from doing his job which is being paid for me. He's got a job to do. Whether dust comes on my clothes, I'll wash it. But you can't go and stop him because of me. I'm no one. That now he must stop his sitting because of me. He must continue with his job and his work." So how they understood themselves to be, although being the tongue of the time, rahmatullah alayhi, but then to the amount of humility they had within themselves, Allah Ta'ala put a reality in their hearts. So the Pulpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, once there was a laborer and he was about to harsh with him in addressing him. Then he felt it in his heart. He was looking for the laborer. So these people in the area, the farmers, so they asked him, "Hazrat, you're looking very perplexed. I'm looking for a certain laborer. I want to ask you for mafi, for forgiveness." He said, "Hazrat, don't do that." He says, "Why?" He says, "If you know, do farming in this area, the only way they will work for you if you talk to them like that. Otherwise, they won't understand. Like how you find in our situation right in our country, some people say, now they only understand that vocab. Otherwise, the work job won't get done." So he says, "If that is the case, then I don't want to do any farming like that." He wants to do farming. "That is the case, I don't want to do any type of farming that will be a means of my disgrace in the day of Qiyamah. Better I leave it out and keep that man's izzat in the day of Qiyamah. Allah will keep my izzat and my honor." So he was so conscious about this that when it came to the day of Qiyamah, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi would say also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed the potential of wilayat in the hearts of people. Allah Ta'ala has concealed the potential of wilayat in the hearts of the people. Saintlyhood is hidden in the hearts of people. You don't know who is the wali of Allah. You don't know who it is. Whether a family member, whether a staff member, sometimes we have, so to say, Malawi boys working for us. Now you say, he's a Malawi boy, he's got nothing. But you don't know in his heart. What cry he has at night, what qurbani he is making. So the potential to become the wali of Allah, Allah is hidden in the hearts of the mu'mineen. When it will come out, at which time, before maut, a person's lifetime, a person will never know. An incident is given about Abdullah bin Maslama rahmatullah alayhi. Abdullah bin Maslama rahmatullah alayhi was a very loose person. So there was a muhaddith passing by. So he got a hold of him. And he knew he was a muhaddith. And himself was a very loose person, dangerous person, Abdullah bin Maslama. So he got a hold of the muhaddith person now who was an expert in hadith, master of hadith. He caught hold of him, he said, "Tell me one hadith." So he told him, "Is that the occasion now to quote a hadith to you? It's for a class to the masjid, not over here now." So he took out his dagger, put to his neck. He said, "Quote a hadith before I kill you." So he told him a very apt hadith for that situation. He says, "When you lose your shame, then do as you please." It hit his heart. Allah has hidden saintlyhood in the hearts of the believers. It hit his heart. And he became now, he became a slave of that muhaddith. To the extent he became among the ustaz of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. From where to where Allah has hidden it. We don't know. The people we interacting with. What's this? That person now working for us, he has humility already. For us now to think I'm lower than this person, ya Allah, because through his barakah possibly now you're running my shop. How do I look after him and be careful in regards to how I treat people? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to understand that mein kuch nahi, mera kuch nahi. Ya Allah, I am nothing, nothing is mine. Tujhse sab kuch, tera sab kuch. Ya Allah, everything is from you and you are everything to me. For this reality to come into my heart. And very quickly, we just mentioned the last time the five characteristics of pride. Number one, ulama explained self-admiration. Self-admiration. A person is obsessed with his own opinion. And others now, because they're not of my financial status, or my color, or my background, or my family, or because they're not of my creed from a different country, so what status they have? So whatever I say goes. Self-admiration is one of the qualities of pride. Secondly, ulama say looking down on others because he comes from certain country or certain background, or his way of eating is different, his way of drinking or way of dressing is different. So look down on them. They don't have style. They don't know how to eat. They don't know how to dress. Look at their homes, how it is. Paki, safi, as we say sometimes. So because of that, now we look down on them. But whether it's wali of Allah, I don't know. It's hidden in the hearts of the believers. Number three, backbiting is a sign of pride. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Why you backbite? Because I feel I'm better than him, so I can talk about him. I'm better than her, so I can talk about her. That's already a sign of pride. Allah save us, you won't smell the fragrance of Jannat also. Number four, ulama explained, the person carries out an act of humility and thinks it to be an act of humility also. That I did a very humble thing. He did an act of humility. For example, Mushayikh gave that he walked out of the masjid now and he sees the laborer sitting on the grass having some food. So I go sit with the musallis, will see me. I'm so humble, I'm sitting with a laborer, person who cleans the toilet. So he does an act of humility and he thinks it also to be an act below me. Whereas he should be thinking that I am worthy of sitting there also. Allah Ta'ala has just given me some status. But in reality, I'm supposed to be sitting there eating with him also. And the 50 ulama explained to do an action of prominence and credibility. Allah Ta'ala gives now person tawfiq to build a musalla, a masjid, do some khidmat. And he feels now that I deserve some prominence because of this. Well, he should be hidden completely. Nobody knows who did it. But he feels now people must know I did this certain action. Then see that it also is a sign of pride. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and give us humility and the true love of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.